Blog Talk Radio.
Me again, the number one run writer, Jay Hall, and welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. Guys, we got a great show planned for you today. First and foremost, let me apologize for all the technical difficulties we had on yesterday's very, very rough show, and you know Jay don't get down like that. So I want to apologize first and foremost for that. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. Today, I anticipated having a ghost show today. I don't know if that's going to happen, but it's okay because we are going to go along and do what we plan to do from the very beginning. We're going to talk about the state of the world. We're going to talk about what's going on in our communities, what's going on outside of our communities, why we can't tend to get along, and some of the propaganda that continues to keep us divided. I'm going to play some clips today, and I promise you, when I'm done, you're going to see everything that I'm trying to tell you. Everything that I'm trying to tell you when it comes to division and why we cannot seem to be on the same page. Number call is 347-945-7405. Also, I'm going to talk a little bit about why religion plays such a pivotal role in how we treat one another. Now, is it supposed to be like that? I don't know. But I tell you what, I'm going to make a very, very, very contrasting argument as to why we shouldn't let our religious beliefs dictate how we treat one another. Guys, it's got to get better. I know we say this all the time. I know we say that it's going to get better. But it's now time to start showing and prove. And then lastly, I want to talk about the YouTube interviews with the president. I want to talk about some of the people who got to interview the president on their YouTube videos. YouTube channels, they were actually there
to interview him personally.
And I want to talk about that in itself, but I want to talk about the people who got to do these things. One in particular, and I'm just going to tell you, that's old Glozay. I want to talk about her. There's buffoonery going on in our country. But you know what? Sometimes it's needed. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
This song I want to talk to the hustlers out there, you know, you cats doing your thing, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
there's a better way, you know what I'm saying? I just want to talk to you, just listen to me right now.
Break out of the ghetto was a day-to-day fight. Been down so long, getting up didn't cross my mind. But I knew there was a better way of life, and I was just trying to find. You don't know what to do until you put on the pressure. Across 110th Street, a hell of a tester.
Already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, aka the Southern Secret, and you are now live in the day with the brother Jay. blogtalkradio.com, green light ink, it's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
Something is happening in our world.
Criminals, factories, illiterate, uneducated,
people are rising up.
Whatever other negative characteristics you can think of, types of person.
Wherever they are, the teachings of the Honorable
Elijah Muhammad. And because
they are in Johannesburg, South Africa,
and giving me a desire to reform myself,
Nairobi,
and rehabilitate
Kenya,
myself
Prague,
for the first time
New
in
York
my life,
City,
and
Atlanta,
also
Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi,
that it has upon others,
our Memphis,
what
Tennessee,
me
the cry is always the same.
Being,
we want
the,
to be free.
The teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad immediately did instill within me such a high degree of racial pride and racial dignity that I wanted to be somebody, and I realized that I couldn't be anybody by begging the white man for what he had, but that I had to get out here and try and do something for myself or make something out of myself.
Welcome back to the show. Sorry for that brief pause, guys. We had to handle some business, as I say a lot on this show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. Before we left for the break, we were talking about what has divided us, or why have we been or become so divided with one another here in this nation. And, you know, there's a lot of things that we can go into about why we're so divided. But I'm going to play a couple of clips, and I'm going to paint this picture for you really, really nice. See, we want people to think that we are a nation full of God-fearing people, full of individuals who none other than trying to get our point across about what it is we want for our community, for our family, for our nation, our states, our nation. But we hide behind the religious factor. And these are the things that continue to keep us divided. In Gastonia, North Carolina, there was a issue. I'm just going to set this up a little bit for you. There was an issue between the local LGBT, which is, and they'll explain it. They'll explain everything to you. And one of the county commissioners. And I got to interview both of them, those individuals. And I want you to listen to these interviews. And this is why I say we continue to stay divided. And we shouldn't. Why should we always resort to this type of rhetoric when it comes to sorting out our differences? I'm going to play this first clip. This is Robert Kellogg from the North Carolina LGBT, and he will explain to you what's happened. This is a Live in a Day with Jay Exclusive. I am sitting here via phone talking with Mr. Robert Kellogg, who I'm pretty sure you guys have heard him on my show before, but this is going to be a very interesting segment that we're going to do. So I want you guys to pay really close attention to what we are going to dialogue about. First of all, welcome, Mr. Kellogg, back to the show. Thank you for giving me the time to get to talk to you again.
Thank you very much.
I know you're busy. For those that have been on Mars the last few years, could you tell them who you are and what your organization stands for? What is it?
Absolutely. I am the co-founder of PFLAG Gaston. And for those that are not familiar with PFLAG, it stands for Parents, Families, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. And it's actually a local chapter, but it has a national following, so it's a much broader organization. And it really came about it's been around for several decades. It's a group that advocates and educates on behalf of the LGBT community, but it really started as a group to provide information and a place of safety for friends and family members who were coming to terms with a loved one who had come up to them as being gay or lesbian or bisexual or even transgendered. So it's really a support group in one sense and an advocacy group in another.
Well, you know what? It originated. You say it's been around for a while, but this is new to this area, though, correct?
It is. We have been around for 5 years. So it's new, but we've been around for 5 years now, and we've been growing here in Gaston County. Quite a few advocates and people are starting to come out and support the group. So we're really proud of that and very pleasantly surprised by the affirmation that we've received from many people in the community.
Now, I know you guys have been really active in the community lately, and
I'm assuming from what I've been seeing that you've been getting a really good response from the community in the surrounding Gaston County area. Am I not right?
Oh, absolutely. And it's not just a group that kind of keeps to ourselves, but we are interested in helping in the community as well. For instance, the last two nights, PFLAG was involved in producing a theatrical production that was based on homelessness and the issue of homelessness and who is homeless and how people become homeless. So we're really interested in being a part of the community and giving back to the community as well. So we're here to stay, and we're proud of the roots that are taking form here in Gaston County.
Wow, sounds good. Now, for the most part, are the people receptive with trying to help you guys out with what you're trying to come across? Because it sounds like you're trying to do just like when anybody else who has formulated a group in this area with bettering the community and getting the community in a state of diversity that, you know, I truly, you know, this is me talking, I truly don't think that this area understands the word diverse. I think diverse is a very misunderstood word. People say they understand it, but they don't understand it, and I think that's the case here. But it sounds like that you guys are definitely getting that response that you are seeking here in the area and the support.
We are, and you know, it's really surprising in one sense, but not surprising in another, that many of the people that are supportive of PFLAG are also members of other minority groups or situations where they feel like they may be on the outside looking in.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of diversity is really, really key, and you really hit the nail on the head with diversity. There are tons of people in Gaston County who do not fit the typical mold of what we see represented in perhaps like in our elected officials or in other groups or organizations.
Mm-hmm.
Different religions, different sexuality, different nationalities who are here in Gaston County, but they don't really have a voice. So we've really seen those individuals come to see that we have a lot in common. You know, we share a common goal, and that is to have our voices be heard and to be treated with dignity and respect, just like any other group. So that's really where a lot of our support is also coming from, other groups that may be minorities or looked at as minorities here in Gaston County.
Now, I know you know what I'm getting ready to come to you with. I know there's been lots of talk in other media outlets the last few days between your group and a Gaston County Commissioner, Mr. Philbeck. Can you enlighten us a little bit on what is going on between your organization and the restaurant, first and foremost, which spawned all of this, and what happened to get the county commissioner on TV giving his side of what should happen?
Yes, I'll address the initial incident that kind of spawned this whole reaction here in Gaston County. And but the current president of PFLAG had gone to Johnny B's, which is a restaurant in Belmont.
Mm-hmm.
And, she had simply gone to ask for our group to attend or to go there for a fundraiser, which he often offers various groups and community organizations within Gaston County. And, you know, initially she thought that was going to be a positive result. She had known this individual and has also been a patron of that restaurant for for quite a while now.
Mm-hmm.
The response she got was more of a personal negative response against the gay community, specifically saying that he did not support the gay lifestyle and would not do anything to promote it. So, you know, naturally she took offense at that. She has a lesbian daughter. She's the president of PFLAG. She advocates for diversity and for respect within the community. And when word trickled out, it became a bigger issue on Facebook and some of the other social media outlets. From there, the local newspaper picked it up. I know that some people think that PFLAG, you know, got the media involved. Nobody in PFLAG went to the Gaston Gazette and said, you know, here's the story. Quite the opposite. The Gaston Gazette came to one of the PFLAG members and asked for an interview.
Okay. And so from that point, I guess you guys done the interview with the local Gastonia Gazette. And then from that point, where did the initial contact in words come between you guys and the county commissioner, Tracy Feelback?
That is really the even more concerning part, just to take a little bit of a side note.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Johnny B's is an establishment and a restaurant. They can do and say what they want, and I think eventually, you know, things may have been able to be worked out or some kind of resolution being resolved between the two groups. But for some reason, our county commissioner, our chair of the county commission, decided to interject his own personal thoughts and feelings and views on the subject. And I really believe he did more harm than good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite sure why he felt he needed to do that. No other county commissioner or elected official in the county thought that it was proper to interject themselves into such a personal and private matter, but he did. And his comments were really rather revealing and rather hurtful. For instance, he stated that all gays and lesbians were sinners and that they were not to be followed and people should not support them, and just went on to say a lot of derogatory things that very hurtful. And from that there was also an interview with WCCB News out of Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
And he continued his, I want to call it a tirade. I mean, I know that's kind of a negative term, but
right.
He continued a tirade by saying that that when groups like PFLAG come into our county and deliberately berate and shake down a business, that he's going to call it out for what it is. And he went on to say that that is absolutely wrong, and that he would like to say that that we should leave the county, and if that's the way we're going to act, then we need to leave Gaston County.
Wow.
He said that on TV. So it brings to mind a couple questions. First of all, who is he to tell anybody, any group, to leave the county just because he has a religious or philosophical difference with them? And who made him the spokesperson for anybody that is against the LGBT community? The only thing that comes to my mind is that he's really using this for political points, trying to appeal to a particular aspect of Gaston County politics.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's really doing is divisive rather than bringing people together. And I would hope that he would be better than that. And I still think he is. And I hope that he'll come to see that those remarks were hurtful and divisive and really do nothing to help the situation. And we really should demand better from our leaders than what we've gotten.
Yeah, it's kind of disturbing, the whole situation. Being that it is 2014,
I'm going to stop right there. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and I'm going to play the interview I done the same day with Mr. Feelback. And you're going to see exactly what I'm talking about from the beginning of the show. We have to stop dividing one another. If we don't, it's going to get worse, y'all. and I say this not with haste or anything in my heart, but I say this with sorrow, and I'm hopeful that we can get it together. Numbers
belly fat? Would you like to lose weight and change the way you live? Well, look no more. Contact Health Consultants Mr. Ernest and Ms. Tandra Owens at 980-245-6294 to take the Project 10 Challenge. That's 980-245-6294 to get your body back in shape. Again, that's 980-245-6294. 6294, or to get more details, go to www.crunchtime.bodybyvi.com.
Excuse me, I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh, Cancun, spring break 99.
What?
No?
No.
Oh.
Oops, someone forgot to boost.
Excuse me, I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh, my daughter's in your art class.
Sister Mary Catherine.
Yes.
Minute Maid Enhanced with a 5-nutrient boost. Put good in, get good out.
Tune in weekdays at 5 o'clock p.m. to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen or call in by dialing 347-945-7405. Again, that's 347-945-7405. And that's the voice of the community. So tune in to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. And now, back to the show.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. Before we left, I told you that I was going to play the second part of what I call division in the nation. Now, this is on a small level. This is in the small area of Gaston County, North Carolina. But for those of you who are just joining us, and by the way, welcome Chicago and welcome Philly. Glad you guys are joining us again. Before the break, we played a clip from Mr. Kellogg, Robert Kellogg, an interview that we've done about PFLAG. And that's their organization that was going at ends with one of the county commissioners. I'm going to play now my interview with County Commissioner Mr. Tracy Philbeck, and I want you to listen, and I want you to remember what we talked about at the beginning of the show. All right? So here's the interview with Tracy Philbeck.
This is a Live in the Day with Jay exclusive. I am on the phone with Gaston County Board of Commissioner Chair, Mr. Tracy Philbeck. Sir, thank you for joining me for this interview. I know it was late notice, but I really appreciate you giving me the time.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Mr. Philbeck, I know that you have been having to deal with a lot of rhetoric on a certain situation in Gastonia. But before we get into that, for my listeners who have been on Mars the last couple of years, I want them to know who you are. So if you could, real quick, if you could tell them who you are and how you got started in the political realm here in Gaston County.
Well, my name is Tracy Philbeck. I currently serve as chairman of the Gaston County Commission. I'm a small business owner. I own two small businesses. I'm married, two children. Really enjoy working in the community, working with all different types of groups and people. The reason I ran, it's a little complicated. Number one, I never really thought I would run for public office.
Mm-hmm.
Position came open. I think it was Pearl Burris Floyd at the time had won election to the North Carolina House.
Mm-hmm.
And the commission terms were 4-year terms, so she had 2 years remaining on her seat.
Okay.
So a friend of mine came to me and talked to me and said, hey, you know, we need somebody that carries your views and small business, understands things, to maybe run for office. Well, to be honest with you, I laughed.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've never ran for office, but I've talked it over with my wife, prayed about it, and decided to give it a run. And the main reason I ran is simple. I truly, genuinely love people. I enjoy helping people,
mm-hmm.
And it's fulfilling.
That's awesome. I know I follow you on Facebook every now and then, and I know that you do a lot of things. You're a little bit more busier than I am, which is a good thing at times because you have to touch people in different ways so many times, I guess, in your journey that you're taking now. And speaking of touching people in so many different ways, I know that there has been a lot of rhetoric between yourself and a local group known as PFLAG here in Gaston County. If you can you elaborate a little bit about, first of all, what your issue is with them and how it come to you?
Well, there was an article printed in the online edition of the Gaston Gazette,
mm-hmm.
several days ago. And basically what you have a business owner in Gaston County.
Mm-hmm.
He owns a business called Johnny B's Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And
I love that place.
Say that again.
I love that place, by the way.
Yes, it's really good. PFLAG went to the place. I think once a week or once a month, Johnny B's, they partner with schools and things of that nature and kind of help them raise money.
Right.
Well, PFLAG went to the business owner and asked them, would the business host a fundraising event for them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the business owner said, I don't feel comfortable doing that. It's nothing against your organization, but I try to stay out of politics or divisive issues because I have customers on both sides of the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, from that point, PFLAG notified the Gazette, or at least some of their supporters did,
mm-hmm.
and since then, it's been the systematic destruction of this business. This guy has been called a bigot.
Wow.
He's been called homophobic. I cannot tell you just the comments that I got that are unbelievable in language and threats. Really scary stuff,
mm-hmm.
coming from a group of individuals who promote and talk about tolerance.
Mm.
So what we have is a business owner who has never had any type of filing against his business for discriminatory practices.
Mm-hmm.
He's never hired anyone based off of their sexual orientation. He hasn't turned down service to anyone in the community for any reason, being maligned, bullied, intimidated, berated by an organization because he would not hold a fundraiser for them. And I have an issue with that on a lot of different levels.
Mm-hmm. Now, you say that they preach tolerance, which I think is interesting in itself. And, you know, and as I did speak with Robert Kellogg,
mm-hmm.
he's affiliated with them. You know, I think a lot, and just let me say this first of all, here in Gaston County, we've come a long way. We've come a long way here in Gaston County. And there definitely is a sense of diversity in the air here in Gaston County. And I think the average person don't really understand the term diversity. Me personally, I don't think I would want to be tolerated. I think I would want to be accepted. I don't want anybody to tolerate me. I want them to accept me for who I am. But, I mean, wordplay is wordplay. The situation is very, it has turned very nasty. The individual that owns the business, I mean, it's like he's just sitting back, and a lot of things is being berated upon him, which is not fair. It's not fair at all.
Well, to go to your point of tolerance and acceptance, if you'll go to PFLAG's website,
mm-hmm.
that's what they're about.
Mm-hmm.
The problem that I have with PFLAG is when you go about preaching tolerance and acceptance,
mm-hmm.
and then you malign and put down and try to shake down and hurt someone's business because they won't hold a fundraiser for you, how is that tolerance?
It's
how
not.
Is that acceptance?
It's not.
What I find is that PFLAG is tolerant of anyone who holds their view and
mm-hmm.
intolerant of anyone who does not.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the issue. I just penned an article and sent it to the Gazette
mm-hmm.
Entitled PFLAG, Wolves in Sheep's Clothing. And I think it's indicative of a lot of special interest groups who talk about acceptance, who talk about tolerance, but then at the end of the day, it's not really about that. It's really
mm-hmm.
about excluding anyone that doesn't hold their view. I'll be the first to stand up against intolerance, whether it's about color, whether it's about sexual orientation,
mm-hmm.
or any of those things. I am firmly against those, and I have a record of standing up against all forms of discrimination.
Yeah.
But what is sinister about PFLAG
mm-hmm.
is they wrap themselves in this cloak of tolerance, but at the same time, they're out here berating
mm-hmm.
people, excluding people, trying to hurt their business, all because they don't go along with them. To me, the definition of tolerance is, this is your view, this is mine, we're going to mutually respect each other, we're going to mutually not discriminate against each other, even though we disagree. Their definition of tolerance is, unless you believe like I believe, condone what I condone, then you're intolerant.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I have an issue.
Have you spoken to anyone at PFLAG? Have you guys tried to communicate with each other, or is that possible?
In the past, I've had several members of PFLAG reach out to me. I was invited to a meeting. I went, had a good time. I thought everyone at the meeting was nice. I didn't feel threatened or intimidated or anything. The problem is, if people like the owner of Johnny B's, if he'll just do whatever they want him to do, and if people like me will say, okay, forget what I believe, forget my faith, forget anything that I believe, I'm just going to agree with you, condone you, accept you, you're okay, you can change every definition of anything that I believe in, we're fine. Where we have the issue is when folks like me stand up and say, hold on a minute,
mm-hmm.
this is hypocrisy. If you want to be gay in America, be gay.
Right.
You have a right to be that.
Right, right.
That's not my issue.
Okay.
It's when you force yourselves onto others and ask them to accept that
mm-hmm.
is where I have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I accept you as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I will give you respect, honor, and love, just like I would anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're asking me to change my religious beliefs, if you're asking me to change what I believe the Bible talks about, the definition of marriage,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do that. And that's where the rub comes in. They're not looking just for acceptance. They're looking to destroy,
the definition of marriage between one man and one woman. They're looking to say that no matter your religious beliefs, you have to accept us. You cannot say that what we're doing is a sin. You cannot say what we're doing is wrong. If you do, you're a bigot. You're homophobic.
Mm.
That's what they're doing to people, and that's where I think it's wrong. If you want to be gay in America, be gay. Other than that, that's your life. Live it. This is my life. Let me live it. Don't push your stuff down my throat trying to change everything that I believe. That's where I have an issue.
I totally agree. In the aspect of, you know, this is America. I mean, you could be and do whatever you seem to live your life as, that's within the confines of the law. But I guess where I'm really concerned, and you know, and I expressed my same concern to Mr. Kellogg. We have right now, we have the opportunity to shape and mold our youth. And our youth are going to follow our footsteps whether we want them to or not. They're going to follow our footsteps. And I think if we can definitely talk about our issues with each other, to come to a consensus, and we won't have to have the attention, some of the attention, the negative attention that it has grabbed, because some of that tension can actually determine how successful a mediation can go. And I think right now, I'm just sad. I'm sad that it's, you know, that it's like this. I'm sad for the business owner. I'm sad that PFLAG feels the way they feel. I'm sad that you feel the way you feel. I'm not saying everybody should stand together and hold hands and sing church hymns together, because I know that's not fathomable in this day and time. But, I would like to see something a little better happen. You know, this is Gaston County. We have come a long way. We're in the limelight right now because of something negative, and I wished it wasn't like that. But, you know.
I'm with you. It saddens me as well. I'm willing to cross the aisle, not just cross the aisle, kick the line out. I have no issues with working with people, meeting with people, talking with people. But there's a bigger issue here, and it's bigger than holding hands. If you're talking about molding the minds of the youth and what they're coming up under, well, there's different paradigms, there's different world views, there's secularism, there's humanism, there's the gospel, there's all these different world views competing for prominence. And I'm a firm believer in the gospel. I am a firm believer in a biblical worldview in every facet of life. Now, I don't think I should push that on somebody. I don't go around beating somebody over the head with it.
Right.
I don't say you believe this or else, but in the arena of ideas, you have to confront these issues. It's not pretty.
You do.
You know, people don't like it, but here's an example. I believe that marriage is defined through the gospel and defined throughout history. That marriage should be between one man and one woman. Well, groups like PFLAG, and not all, but a lot in the gay community, seek the utter destruction of that and actually change the whole definition of that. What do you think that, how that affects our children? I mean, we have an issue with the breakdown of the family now, whether it's divorce and all these other issues.
Yeah, and I think that's the foundation of the family. If the foundation of the family is strong, if mom and dad is in the family and is the foundation of that family and is showing their children, you know, whether they are Christian, Muslim, Jewish, whatever the case may be, if they are founded as a family within those walls, I don't think anything, you know, as you say, PFLAG, like PFLAG could come and could break that child's mind if they're taught the right way by the way of their parents.
Well, but what's happened is you got a lot of parents that aren't involved. Church membership is declining. It's at an all-time decline.
Yes.
You have all these different philosophies, these worldviews, these paradigms that are out there. And one of the reasons that I ran for public office is to make sure, to the best of my ability, that when the ideas are being put forth, that a Christian worldview is being put forth.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a lot of time, well, Christianity don't belong in politics, and you shouldn't bring your faith in here. Let me tell you something. There's no voids in the universe. So if you take Christianity out of it, my question is, what fills its place? Secularism. What is secularism? It's a religion. It's a religion that man is his own God. So in my mind, I think you have to meet these issues head on. And they are going to be in the public arena. They have to be fought for. They have to be defended. They have to be explained so that folks have an adequate choice. What gets me is a lot of the liberal side of things is always talking about choice, but when it comes to ideas, oh, no, that you can't believe that. Oh, no, all that's wrong. It's this way. I'm in the firm belief, I'm not saying you have to accept my view,
mm-hmm.
but I believe if given my view, most people will take that.
Okay, I listened to one of your other interviews where you stated that they don't need to be residents of Gaston County, or they need to get out of Gaston County. Well, they have to be out. They need to get out of Gaston County if they're going to come here and do the things that you said they're doing, shakedowns.
Yeah, what I said was in an interview with WCCB,
mm-hmm.
this: if you're going to have organizations that come into Gaston County
mm-hmm.
and intimidate and berate a company
mm-hmm.
for no apparent reason, that I think most reasonable people are like, where is this coming from? Yes, we don't need groups like that in Gaston County. So I'm not saying that for PFLAG to leave based off of what they believe, and I'm not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
What I am saying is, if you're going to try to hurt the economy, hurt businesses, and give Gaston County a bad name because of your own agenda, no, that doesn't belong in Gaston County.
How do we fix this?
Well,
that's a good question. That's the million-dollar question. How are we going to fix this? Nobody has the answers, but everybody wants to put into the fire. This is a problem. This is on a small level, and you see how intense it is. We come back, I'm going to play something that's really going to blow your mind. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again, 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely live in the day. Jay.
Yo, it's Ugly Boy Lope, and I'm back in the station. Finna share with y'all my complications of falling in love and out again. Feel me? It's crazy, man.
22
days. Crazy. crazy how so-called love could be for me. Cause from the start I tell a miss quick she's all I need, and she believe it. At this point I feel like I have reached my achievement. Soon I will catch her alone indecent. Neighbors hear the bed frame screeching from the morning to the evening. From the evening to the night. Wake up the next morning, I'll be nowhere in sight. Being tied down ain't my type. And just last night I was like, I'ma do you right. But you say I left you heartbroken because words have been unspoken. Baby, no joking. Even if a dozen roses make you feel hurt, I'ma probably die to show my effort doing work for what you worth. It's worth a try. Being solo and pleasure the days that pass by. We go back and forth by separating so you wanting me to be beside.
Yeah, that feels good. That feels great.
To buy her nice gift. Why she thinking I'm rich? But take note of this, my swag will uplift. Better make it known, not mistaken. When she get home, baby, you can show me complete domination. Walk in it, I'ma say take them. You gon' say take me, and when we both awaken, your feelings have grown greatly. We disconnect and recollect, cause you know I drive you crazy. Mark that thing, mark that thing. Mark that thing, then restart that thing. But when we move apart, you complain. So yo, girl, even if a dozen roses make you still hurt, I'ma probably die to show my effort doing work. But what you worth is worth the try. Being solo and pleasure the days that pass by. We go back and forth by separating. So you wanting me to be beside. What's that about? Like young Lope, boy you crazy. Walk around trying to get at every single lady. True, but I ain't having no babies. So what is really the point? She hotter than the cherry end of a joint. No fruits and berries, we get straight to the point. And it's a little love lost, but more love gained. And every time we do it, I do my thing.
My thing.
Feel me? Don't let that ride out.
See you head nodding.
Nod your head.
The Gordon Foundation, Gaston County's newest vision for the youth, specializing in youth-based projects such as life skills learning, etiquette, and its pilot program, the Carolina Hornets Youth Football Program. For more information, contact Torin Gordon at 704-232-5748. That's 704-232-5748. Again, that's 704-232-5748.
All night and go and celebration. Let's take it to the bed. So incredible.
Call 347-945-7405. Before we left on break, I did say that when you come back, I was going to play something to show you on a more grand scale how much we are divided, and we don't really try to tackle that as a people, as a nation. Now, this next clip I'm getting ready to play, I know you guys probably heard a little bit about the big argument on The View. And it went down between Whoopi Goldberg and Rosie O'Donnell. I want you to listen to this clip, and I want you to listen to the rhetoric that is used and the subject matter, that perpetuated the whole entire segment. It's not a long clip, but it is going to get the point across. So, this is a clip of The View, courtesy of ABC, who owns the rights to this. So, this is not mine, this is theirs, and I am just merely passing on the news. So, here's the clip between Whoopi and Rosie on The View.
I mean, race only comes out
break it down,
for other people. We've always been black. We don't think about it. It just is. But other people want us to address, is it racist? Do you think it's racism? I don't know. I mean, It's just crazy.
You don't think it's racist if somebody turns to the leader of the free country and says, can you park my car?
Well, I'll tell you this. Remember when this one was looking at her sister on the thing?
Yeah.
She couldn't tell the difference. And I said to her, what? Oh, so it turns out that white people can't tell each other apart either. So... it's really about people.
When we talk about racism, we have to understand that it's systemic, though, Whoopi. It is a system.
But you guys need to know what real racism is. You need to know what racism is. Racism is when somebody comes up and dies. That's racism.
Yeah.
But the difference is, I go into Brooks Brothers. My mother will go into when it used to go into a place, and they would follow her around. Now, do I think it's racist? No, I just think you're ignorant. You think everybody that walks in, you think if they don't look like they have a lot of money? We just saw recently that two white people with a look very rich walked in and stole a $135,000 coat. So the issue is, you better look at each other as an individual.
But the reason we're following black folks and people of color in stores is because of implicit bias. And implicit bias is basically based on the whole system that we've all been taught. Every single American has been taught that certain people and black folks, because a lot of the cops who are shooting down innocent black folks are also people of color. So we are all in this system where we've internalized these ideas about folks.
Yes.
Of color.
Yes.
And so the work is to examine those implicit biases and see, and they affect in ways in which we interact with each other and also public policy. So yes, it is racist when black folks are followed around stores and profiled in certain ways. It is
racist. I've been black for 60 years. Okay?
Right.
I've been black for 60 years.
Yeah.
For me, stupidity, there are dumb folks who just say dumb stuff because they're not looking or paying attention to the person they're talking to, which is why people can walk up to Obama and not look up at him and see that it's the
president. But that's conscious racism. If me and Rosie were going into a store together,
they would follow your behind.
They would follow
too.
Me and not her. When my sister and Carmen and I were in San Antonio, we are in an exclusive hotel. We're in an exclusive VIP lounge. There are millions of people up in that, right? We walk in and they ask my sister Carmen to clean the table.
She's a Hispanic woman, or because she just assumed that all Hispanic people who are in there can't afford to be there. Is it ridiculousness or is it racist?
Do you all think that we live in a racist country?
Without a doubt.
Absolutely.
Okay, see, I think a country that elects an African American president twice, I don't think every American is racist.
And then the Congress that doesn't allow us to do one thing.
Make that point again, because it's very important that people remember who was in the Congress.
Well, but the American people elect...
also, that we elected.
Right. Democrats are racist,
history. Listen, you are a white lady telling me what is racist to you.
What homophobia and hatred looks like.
It's the same.
I have a black kid I raised, Whoopi. I have a kid in my house.
That is not...
You don't have to be black to know what racism
is. Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do,
no,
baby.
You do not.
Yes, you do.
I think that there's so many white folks out there who've been protesting, who understand.
Which is why I say it's not racism, but America is not just a racist country.
Right.
Because there are white people who get it. There are white people who look up and say,
I will not accept the blanket statement that
America's racist. I don't agree. I'm sorry. Yeah. Kick my butt and keep your tweets to yourself.
So we agree to disagree.
As we will always do, because this is called what?
The View.
Boy. On a grand scale. We got to get it somehow, y'all. We need to understand that we're not going to progress black, blue, green, orange, brown, purple, yellow, I don't care what color you are. We are not going to progress until we decide to stop judging people by the color of their skin or the way they pray, but merely by the creed of their character. And to be honest, we should not be judging at all. Didn't I tell you guys the other day that Jesus commanded to love thy neighbor, not like him or tolerate him, but love thy neighbor? We can't even do that. But yet and still, we want everyone to look at us like we are a country full of great people and thought processes and relationships and just a social sound unity, entity that is, excuse me. And we're not. We gotta do better. And if we don't, the chaos that we create amongst one another will be the chaos that do us in. That's the only way we are ever going to get to be one unified unit. Is we have to respect one another. We have to take this to the next level for our young people. I told you guys, this is not easy. When you have so many different ideologies, when you have so many different types of homes, backgrounds, you know, just social statuses among each other, you're bound to get people who are wanting to continue to keep strife going. We got to do better, y'all. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. You guys, you're definitely live in the day with Jay.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
Yo, it's hard where I come from. Though God got his one son, his body's about a lump sum, and shot is from a young crumb. Everybody's poverty stricken, sick of you dum-dums. These blood suckers ain't worth the wipe of a bum-bum. Selling jumps, peddling guns, felons that's on a run. Disrespect our melanin, heaven sing, all we know is fun. Captivated like monkeys, captured by master masons. We sleep, but we don't dream, so we lack in imagination. Pacification got me breaking, classification. Code of the streets, got us stuck in massive frustration. Call our brothers niggas, tell them it's a term of endearment. We don't know ourselves, so the title makes us relevant. Mama broke, papa tied up by a rope. 9 to 5 is a joke, so they supply dope instead of trying to rise with hope. If you don't play this in your CD or your playlist, I'm fed up with being underfed and unappreciated. Chicken soup for the soul, the key to the pigeon coop. Imagine if we didn't surrender our inner truth. Then excuses like reinvention wouldn't be an excuse for our kids on the loose. As mothers over-reproduce, fathers skip out just to find a freak to let up in the house. The way we live in is synonymous to wicked south. Only we lynch ourselves, it's frail like a witch's veil. What we inhale tips the Richter scale, pick a nail. And drive it in a palm, rock up in a storm. Christian or a prophet of Islam, it's a state of emergency.
Black on black now, it's time for a crackdown. It's getting real whack now, everybody's done. It's the tale of a black man, let's change up the facts, man. We're taking a last stand.
Yo, hey yo, we're running out of time. Brothers need to change their mind. Reconstruct your inner design, you get up to climb. Yo, they laughing at us behind doors. Supplying wars, we kill for blind cars. If they shop to find stores, sickening. We're bickering,
suffering. All the years of sending us out gave me thicker skin. Like a rhinoceros is utterly preposterous. Why we hate to smile? Why does love for man not exist? I try to sidestep the politics, but bottomless feelings and self-hatred makes us undervalue scholarships. Chop your nose, bleach your skin, get a weave, seek revenge. Even then you won't solve the issues that's rooted deep within. We cherish material merit, not marriage and reward street loyalty instead of carriage embarrassed. Dougie dancing, we looking like dummies, damn it. Make $100 million, lose it all with no money managed. Cop the latest chain, rims and a Kia cane. We are lame, spinning in a lane. I aim to rearrange, see the pain. Every time I read the morning news, it's a holocaust, war of Jews. That we dying over shoes and booze. Rules of the game ain't changed none. How we gonna move forward? We don't know where we came from. It's a strange hum in the air. You can call it a vibration, negative static. We need electric relaxation, a state of emergency.
Black on black now, it's time for a crackdown. It's getting real wet now. Everybody's dying, it's the tale of a black man. Let's change up the facts, man. We're taking a last stand, state of emergency.
We are the future. Think it's time we recognize that. Stop dying for nothing and start living for something. Hey yo, the cycle is deadly. We view life as so petty. It's like we're living just to die and got the rifle already. We rather club, tripping blood, same dirt, different tubs. Better switching it up, we find solace in living thugs. Glorifying poisonous images, ignorant scrimmages. Ministering on paper to the judge, Andrea sentences. You switch up, faster than an unexpected hiccup. You feel me? Put your hands in the sky, like a sticker. Black on black track, records whack. We need corrective acts to move forward in this life instead of back. And they wonder why their records don't sell, cause they're scared to recognize their own hell in your closed shell. They will respect us more if our perspective was less is more. Less ignorance, more knowledge on a quest to score. Sure, I love my brothers and my sisters, hunger's in us. We don't recognize the value, so we suffer illness. Bad grammar, scared to talk proper, making fun of smarts. Pants sag, show your ass, waste your money just to floss. I speak sincerely so you feel me like a group. In an attempt to free you from the boat and loosen up the rope. The days are getting darker, losing all our fathers, sons, husbands, and warriors to garbage. It's time we bring our seeds to full harvest. The power we can harness, if we only unify, we will be monstrous. State of emergency.
Black on black now, it's time for a crackdown. It's getting real wet now. Everybody's dying, it's the tale of a black man. Let's change up the facts, man. We're taking a last stand, state of emergency. Black on black now, it's time for a crackdown. It's getting real wet now. Everybody's dying, it's the tale of a black man. Let's change up the facts, man. We're taking a last stand, state of emergency. Black on black now, it's time for a crackdown. It's getting real wet now. Everybody's dying, it's the tale of a black man.
Something is happening in our world.
Criminals, backwards, illiterate, uneducated,
people are
and whatever
up.
Other negative characteristics you can think of, types of persons.
Wherever they are the teachings
of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And because
they are
of the impact that had upon me and given me a desire to reform myself
Nairobi,
and rehabilitate
Kenya,
myself
Broad,
for the first time
New York
in my life
City,
and
Atlanta,
also
Georgia,
being able to see the effect that it has upon others,
Memphis,
that's what made me effective.
The cry is always
and I know
that
the
after
same.
Being
exposed to the teachings of the Honorable Jesus Christ Muhammad immediately did instill within me such a high degree of racial pride and racial dignity that I wanted to be somebody, and I realized that I couldn't be anybody by begging the white man for what he had, but that I had to get out here and try and do something for myself or make something out of myself.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. Guys, you have to take what we just spoke about, you have to take it serious. You have to understand that there is a way for us to continue to coexist. But we have to stop judging each other by how we pray, by how we look, by how we speak, by what community we live in. You know, we just celebrated Dr. King's holiday. And I know probably half of the Americans, a little over half of the Americans here in the United States, took that day off. But I guarantee you that half or a little over a half did not do anything that was productive. You sat at home, you probably watched TV, you probably done nothing. Now, if that's what you do, that's what you do. But on the same token, you got to understand that we are not going to be a successful community of people if we don't start to look at one another as friends, neighbors. And I say stepping stones wholeheartedly because we have to learn how to help one another. You know, I told you guys, again, I'm going to tell you, you take this word tolerate and you push it down our throats. But then on the same token, you'll tell me you love God. Well, newsflash, didn't Jesus tell you to love thy neighbor? He never said tolerate thy neighbor. He never said like thy neighbor. He said love thy neighbor. And this is what you got to understand needs to be done. We got to stop all the bickering. Stop. And I'm talking to the black community right now. We got to stop the crab in the bucket mentality. It's been killing us. How many times are we going to keep letting that defeat us? You know, I'll tell you a quick story. I saw a guy. I was with my wife, and we were out, and the gentleman pulled up beside us, and he had a very nice Mercedes Benz. And I walked up to him, and I said, brother, I said, that's a nice car. I said, that's a really nice car. He didn't acknowledge that I said that. He just looked at me. And I said, you know what? I said, tell me how a brother like me can get a car like that, like you got. I said, tell me. And he turns around and he looks at me. He says, you need to get a job. And he gets in the car. He says, you need to get a job. Now, was that the answer I was looking for? No, of course not. But that is the response we give one another as young black males. Instead of pulling me to the side and say, look, brother, this is what I'm doing. I'm on this business. This is my business. Come check me out. Let me get you started. Have you driving a car like this in 6 months to a year? That's what we need to learn how to do instead of saying, you know, I don't want to teach him how to get something like I got. I'm telling you, we defeat each other by doing that. It's a learned behavior that we have to learn to stop and break it right now if we're ever going to succeed. Another quick example, and I'm going to play this last clip. Another quick example. If we go into a grocery store, if there's a Latino group, a couple, that is, a white couple and a black couple, and they tell us that somewhere in that grocery store hid is a check for $1 million. If we find it, we can have it. I'll tell you what will happen. The white group are going to strategically plan. They're going to strategically plan. They might overplan themselves, but they know how to strategically plan for a situation. That's what they're going to do. They're going to implement their strategy. The Latino group, they're going to split up, and you're going to hear them talking to each other throughout the store. They're going to be telling each other what they know throughout the store. The black couple, promise you, that one of them's going to find that money and not tell the other. And this is how we're taught to think. And we do this on a much grander scale. And you guys got to realize that. Did you not just hear the clip of Whoopi Goldberg? Whoopi Goldberg stated there was not a race problem in the United States. Why would she state that? Maybe because she's made it and she is not exposed to some of the things that we are on the lower end of it are exposed to anymore? Or is it the fact that she don't think that she's one of us? Is a problem here in our country, in our communities, in our schools. It's a problem. And if we don't tackle this problem, I can promise you we're going to fail. And I don't want to be a part of a generation failing when I have all the tools right now within me to help them succeed. They succeed, I succeed. We all succeed. And I can promise you, if we give them the knowledge and discipline that they are striving for, that they are yearning for, then it's going to happen. Success is inevitable. I can promise you. I like to take time now to thank all you guys for listening. I see you guys in the chat room. I see you. I answer as many emails as I can. And I promise you guys that we are going to do a lot of big things. Guys, don't forget to go get Bali's tickets for Tremont Music Hall April 4th. He did perform at the Independent Arts Festival, and he's having a concert there. And I'll keep you guys a post abreast to what's going on. I'll put a post up, a link to where you can go buy the tickets for Bali's show. But guys, know that this is a serious issue that we need to really, truly tackle. And if we don't tackle it, it's going to get us. So I say to you as I say to you each and every day, peace and many, many blessings. I love you guys with the greatest love that I know, the love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. So guys, definitely take care. Do what you need to do. And know that we are going to be one if we continue to follow the plan. You guys have definitely been live in the day with Jay. See you next week.